risk of leaving someone out, I'm going to make an attempt to say some thank yous, so please apologize in advance if I've forgotten. I'm going to take the risk anyway. First of all, I want to thank God, the Almighty Father, and His love, Son, Jesus Christ, as we honor Him this day on the solemnity of His Sacred Heart, the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'd like to thank also our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, for his call to me to become a shepherd, a successor to the apostles, and for the confidence he has placed in me. I also would like to thank the Apostolic Nuncio, Archbishop Pietro Sambi, for his help and his advice during these past weeks. I'd like to thank Archbishop Sheffield for his kindness and encouragement from the very first moment that I learned about this appointment. On the day of the appointment, he remarked at the press conference that although I've had some knowledge in how bishops are made, working congregation of bishops, sometimes not bishops or us, he said that I had had no experience in being a bishop. So I look forward to learning how to be a bishop from Archbishop Chapman, who's been a hero of mine, and I've admired for many years. I thank my co-consecrating bishops, Bishop Paul Coakley of Salina, my oldest and dearest friend, Bishop Jacobs, my former bishop. My two chaplains, Father Jerry Baker, another old friend from 30 years, Monsignor Friar, rector of this facility, this cathedral, and to all the bishops who came to join me on this day, who some have to leave right after the ceremony for obligations in their own diocese. Particular thank you to Bishop Daniel Thomas, who I worked side by side for 10 years in the Congregation of Bishops. Preached last evening at the Eucharistic Vigil. Thank you, bishops and abbots. We have two abbots, especially Abbot Eugene Hayes, the abbot of St. Michael's Prior in California, who also I've known for over 30 years. To the priests and deacons of Denver for their warm welcome, their generosity, and their support. I look forward to working alongside of you as a brother and as a friend. Your important ministry here in the Archdiocese. To my dear brother priest in Wichita, who have turned out in such great numbers, I'll miss you, but I'll depend upon your prayers, and I will promise you my prayers as we both continue to work in the vineyard of the Lord. Also to all my other brother priests who come from far, near and far, but in a particular way, my brother priest from Rome, who have come from Vatican and made this long journey. Some bringing this crozier came in the nick of time. This crozier arrived about 2 hours ago. We're stuck up in the airport in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but it arrived. So I thank my brother priests from the Villa Stritch who are here, as well as my other friends in Rome who have come to be here. My dear parishioners of the Blessed Sacrament, it's like being back in the parish in Holy Communion. All the familiar faces taught me how to be a pastor this past couple, year and a half, as pastor of the Blessed Sacrament. Quality time. Also to all of my friends who have come throughout my life, distributing Holy Communion is like a review of my whole life. My friends, especially longest friends from the University of Kansas Integrated Humanities Program, can't help but think of Dr. Senior McCoy the Melick. led us, guided us in those early years. Led us to the truth, goodness, and beauty. Many are here today. Thank you. I want to also thank my spiritual director from Rome, Father Alois Felder, who is a member of the spiritual family of work I've been associated with for 30 years. He's an Austrian priest representing the spiritual family of work, which is a new form of consecrated life. And also two very special monks who are here from the Monastery of Clear Creek. Brother Joseph Marie, who looks after the farm and the sheep, who is a true shepherd, and a classmate of mine from the University of Kansas, and also Father Phil Anderson, the friar of Clear Creek. We were both in France many years before they were sent to the United States to found a new monastery as pioneer monks in 1999. Started with 12 ray of monks, and now they're up to 31. Thank them for coming and being with us today. My friends from the University of Dallas, who are here in great numbers, faculty members, as well as my former students, who I met in Rome as chaplain for 6.5 years, and who were a large part of my life, great memories. Cheers to Rome. Grateful for their presence here today. I want to thank also Dr. Popholz, the wonderful choir and music prepared in a special way, Deacon Chuck Parker, who has worked tirelessly over these last few weeks, months perhaps, preparing for this day. The blessing he is to the Archdiocese. Last but not least, thank my mother Betty, who has always been there for me through all the changes in my life. It's been such a strength for me over these years. Along with my dad, Carl, who died a year ago in November, who would have been so proud to see this day. Like I think he's looking over us from heaven. My sister and brother-in-law, my niece, my nephew, and Doris belongs to my sister and a couple other uncles and cousins who are here. I'm so grateful for your presence. The chalice that Archbishop Chef Hugh used during this Mass was my first Mass chalice, and it was recently restored, and I placed in the base of the chalice the wedding band my father, the diamonds from my mother's wedding. This is the first time it has been used. The chalice was given to me by Monsignor Charles Walsh, priest by first Mass, was rector of the Cathedral of Wichita for many years, a vicar general, the diocese who died on Saturday, dear friend and mentor to me, and was buried in Wichita, Bishop Jacobs, many of the brother priests of Wednesday, may he rest in peace. If I've forgotten anybody, I'm sorry. Please continue to pray for me. God bless you.